As we move into our middle years, many of us yearn to do something to change things up in a big way. But what? Well, Battle Creek's Laureen Neuenheis took that question and challenge and really came up with something different. She got up from her desk, she put on her hiking boots, and she started walking and walking and walking. First, Laureen walked 1,019 miles around Lake Michigan. Then she decided to hit the shorelines of all five Great Lakes. That was the big challenge for last year. Her adventures are chronicled in her new book, A 1,000-Mile Great Lakes Walk, One Woman's Trek Along the Shorelines of All Five Great Lakes, published by Crick Hollow Books. And Laureen Neuenheis has taken off her hiking boots. She is wearing much more fashionable boots, and she joins us in the studio. Welcome, Laureen.
Thank you.
Well, the obvious question, as I read your book, you were hiking in pouring rain, you were hiking in winds, blazing sunshine. You walked lakesides, you walked your way through cities, you walked around nuclear power plants, you dealt with hordes of deer flies, and you just kept walking. Why so?
I wanted to get to know my favorite place step by step and record it in my muscles and my bones, and my favorite place is Lake Michigan. And that adventure was so much fun, I thought, that can't be the only one. So that's why I did another 1,000-mile hike last year.
Wow. And I'd like you, if you would, to share a passage that you wrote about what it was like when you were out in the woods and you were worrying a little about some furry critters.
Oh, yeah.
I've highlighted that. I'd love to hear your own voice and share that with us.
Sure. The sun was beginning to go down and the woods got thicker as I hiked. It started to look like really good bear country. I heard coyote yipping in the woods and a murder of ravens squawking like they owned the place. I started singing out loud to alert any large carnivores lurking about to my presence. One was my impression of Ethel Merman singing, "There's no business like show business." I even added some jazz hands along the way. I was pretty sure no self-respecting bear would be able to eat me after that. Another song I often sang was a two-part opera I made up. In the lowest voice I could manage, I'd sing, "Don't eat me, I don't taste good. You think that I would, but I don't." That would be followed by my highest voice singing, "Actually, I'm delicious, but I won't tell that to you." I'd switch back and forth between the parts, arguing with myself in two voices. Somehow I figured this would not only entertain and alert the top of the food chain, but would also make them think that there was possibly more than one of me. I'm not sure how convinced they were, but hey, I emerged without getting any invitations to be dinner.
And here you are sitting with us now. Just delightful. Laureen, did you view your walk? So, you know, over the course of the 70 or so days, you did over 1,000 miles. So you were on each of the shores of our five Great Lakes. What do you feel this was an act of environmental activism, or what did you see this as?
Activism and education. I think the more people understand the lakes, the more they understand that this water is moving to the sea, but it's doing it very slowly, that water in Lake Superior can be there for hundreds of years before it enters Lake Huron. We can get past the old adage that dilution is the solution to pollution, because it's not. If this water is going to be here for hundreds of years, we don't want to be tossing pollution and industrial waste into the lakes. So definitely an act of education to understand these lakes and to understand how they differ from each other and how they work together as a system.
One gets a sense reading your book and also going on to your blog, where you have lots of videos and photographs. Each lake has a real personality, doesn't it?
Distinct. They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So give us an idea of what you found from more intimate experience than most of us would have of the varying personalities of our Great Lakes.
Well, Lake Erie is the youngest of the group geologically, and it's kind of a teenager. It will throw a tantrum every once in a while. When a storm blows across, Lake Erie can throw the biggest fit, and you don't expect that because it's the smallest Great Lake and the shallowest, but it can be quite dangerous. Lake Huron has these beautiful, vast limestone deposits. The largest open-pit limestone mine in the world is up near Rogers City.
I think most of us didn't know that. I didn't.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
And I got a tour of the mine. I love mine tours.
Yeah.
So Lake Huron has this undergirding of the limestone. And that's one of the reasons that the zebra mussels and the quagga mussels have done so well there, because there's all this dissolved calcium in the water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Lake Michigan is my old friend. We have the Sunset Coast in Michigan and just the beautiful sandy beaches. Yeah. And I expected all of Lake Michigan to be sandy beaches, and it's not.
You discovered it wasn't.
No, and exploring the geology and having that picture come into focus for me was a fascinating part of this adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Superior is the wildest, the coldest, the deepest, just geologically very significant. There are things up there that there are whole books written about the geology of the Keweenaw alone.
Yeah.
So I just loved exploring the wild side up there.
and you actually had a chance to do some of this with your son.
I did.
That special mom-son thing must have been made that a real special part. You were up in the Keweenaw with him?
Yes, and Pictured Rocks. We hiked the entire length of Pictured Rocks together. Yeah.
We're speaking with author Laureen Neuenheis. Her book is all about her 1,000-mile hike over the shorelines of all five of our Great Lakes. And, Laureen, over the time you were walking, what did you learn about Michigan and about its people?
I think Michiganders understand that we have a much larger stake in the health of these lakes than any other state. Mm-hmm. There are 8 states and the province of Ontario that touch the Great Lakes. Michigan touches 4 of the 5 Great Lakes, and we are peninsular people. Our state has these watery edges. So I think the connection to these waters is greater with the people of Michigan. When I hiked through Wisconsin on my first hike, I was surprised that Wisconsinites, I believe they're called, mm-hmm. they go inland for recreation because the lakeshore is not as accessible. There are clay cliffs along the way. There are very few stretches where it's a sandy beach. So geology influences how people interact with their lakes.
And so we in Michigan have just the opportunity to be able to interact in every way possible.
Definitely.
I guess I kind of wondered your thoughts as someone, as you walked and you had a chance to think and look, what do you feel now based on this are the main threats that the Great Lakes face? What worries you for the Great Lakes?
The biggest threat and the thing I find just historically in the last couple decades, the thing that can throw these ecosystems completely out of whack mm-hmm. are invasive species. And I find it hard to believe we don't have strict ballast water control measures or just say ocean-going vessels, stay in the ocean, transfer your cargo to the lake freighters.
Mm.
I don't know why there isn't a very simple, there is a very simple and elegant solution to this.
That would take care of that, yes.
It would.
And we've heard that so often from the water experts when we talk with them on stateside, that ballast issue.
And restoration of wetlands is another huge thing that will improve the health of the lakes. And the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which was a 5-year funding mm-hmm. program, has done measurable things to improve the health of our lakes. So I'm very encouraged by that.
Back to one woman walking that 1,000 miles, starting out around Port Clinton, all of this, ending at Niagara Falls. I know very well where you were. You're on that Ontario side. So you had a chance to taste Ontario and you were in Toronto.
Yeah.
But I guess I have to just give it up to you for the sheer determination and your good cheer. As I went on your blog, which, by the way, is laketrek.blogspot.com, I love the video. It really touched me that you shot of yourself as you were struggling along a highway in the thumb. You were battling high winds, and you had a couple more miles to go.
Yeah.
And you said, I like to sing to myself. And what song did you sing to get yourself that last 2 miles?
What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger.
Good old Kelly Clarkson was there with you.
She was there kicking my butt. Yeah.
So how has this, for you personally, how has this, these two huge hikes that you've done, these two big adventures, how has it made you stronger?
Oh, it's completely redefined the limits that I thought I had in my life. All those walls that were kind of closing in are completely pushed back. And I was pretty empowered before this, but now I almost feel like I can take flight at times, which is lovely. I feel like I can take on any project.
So what's next? I know you've got two big journeys. What do you want to do next?
I'm doing another 1,000-mile adventure. This time it will be kayaking and hiking, exploring the islands of the Great Lakes. There are islands in every single Great Lake, and I'm actually starting it this summer, woven in with my book tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take part in some scientific research on some of the islands. I'm going to work with the rangers keeping track of the piping plovers on South Manitou this summer. So I'm just thrilled about this new adventure and just a different component. And I think this series will be a trilogy. I can see the box set. So,
and then the made-for-TV movie or some kind of thing following that. The book is a 1,000-mile Great Lakes walk, one woman's trek along the shorelines of all five Great Lakes, Lorene Nieuwenhuis. And Lorene will actually be appearing tonight at Literati Bookstore at 124 East Washington in Ann Arbor and at 7 p.m. But the book is available.
It's actually only available at select independent bookstores right now. Independent bookstores really championed my first book, hand sold it. It was picked up all over. And as a thank you to them, I'm giving them a 2-month jump on sales before it goes into full distribution in June.
And again, her website is lakeTrek.blogspot.com. Lots of fun videos and songs, just like she treated us to. Lorene Nieuwenhuis, it's really a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much. And you're going to keep us posted on the progress of your whole adventure with the islands.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.